This week's Torah Away has been sponsored lichvoid Simchas Hanisuin shel Moshe Papa and Dina Lerner. Yud Ches Ir, Lamed Gimel Vayomer, 26th of May, Reb Chaim Yosef David Weinberg, Lag Vayomer.
English is not, if I would have said, not very good. It's a little bit bad also, but Rabbi Yankev knows that without a story from Vienna, it's not going. It was a Yid in Vienna, his name was Reb Shmuel Flesch. His father was Rabbin and Dr. Flesch. And he used to tell us a story that somebody came over to him once and asked him, "Are you speaking Yiddish?" They say, "We." "We is French." "I didn't know that I know French also." Yeah. I think, till I came to England, I thought that I know English. I just came, now I understood that my English is bad. Yeah, not good is not right, it's bad, but I will try. Today is Lag Vayomer. It is Yom Simchoso Yisher Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Yes? Yom Simchoso Yisher Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Yotzet from the Ramo. The Iker Simcha from the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is, yeah, it's this, like we spoke already yesterday, that the Rabbi Akiva, after what the 12,000 Zugi Talmidei were Nifter, and Rabbi Akiva, he would stay by his own, and he went, Vayomer Rabbi Akiva, Hoylech, the Gemara says in Yevom Ezav Samach Beis, he went, and Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim, he didn't wait that they should come to him. He went over to them to tell them to Mamshich, to be Mamshich the Torah. So the Maise, it's a Yom HaSimcha from the Torah, if not Rabbi Akiva would have went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and go further. Who knows where? So the Maiz, it's a Yom Simcha Shel Torah. It's a Yom Simchos Shel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Yotzei from Ramo. We will try from all together a bit interesting. I will start with a Shaila. What somebody asked me. Maiz Shehoyer. Somebody went from London to Tzisrael. He came in the Tzisrael, he went out, had a suitcase, he went outside, stops him, Ayid, outside. "Ata tzarich l'Yerushalayim? You need to Yerushalayim?" He said, "Yes. I'm a taxi chauffeur, you can come with me." "How much is it?" "500 shekel." Be careful exactly the story. "This is the price?" "Yes." "Okay. If this is the price, it's going in." He's going into a taxi. He's sitting inside the taxi. And starting to tell the driver, so nice to him, "Mamash, for 500 shekels, he will beg a little bit harder." And he's speaking to him very nice, everything. On the way, he's taking out the phone, he's calling his daughter, "Yerushalayim, that I'm on the way, in half an hour I will be at home." "Oh, very nice. Who, and he's, you know, I have such a nice taxi dish." "Oh, yeah, huh? Who did you take?" "Somebody was outside." "How much did he charge you?" "The 500 shekel." "500 shekel? She got some machine given? What the? You know, no, it's a chevrat dakat 99, they are taking 170, 180, 190, normally price is 250, 500 shekels, why did you do it?" "No, sir." He's on the phone, and the driver, Adon Nahar, "Hey, you lied me." "Well, yes, what happened? You told me the price is 500, the price is only 250. "No, no, no." He was on the way on 150 speed, and he started to shout of him, "Mama, mama." Oh, he was not much afraid on his life. So I told him, "No, no, okay. You can go, Zebesader. I will pay you 500. Be quiet, it will be everything okay." "Sure." And they came home, he took out 500 shekel, he paid him, and sure. David, he wasn't a butler. And when he said hello, so saying nice, thank you, very nice. Do you have your card? Well, for sure, for 500 shekels. I'm giving you two cards. He gave him the card. And showed and he said, zufrieden, mamas, everything okay. He went over 2 days, he finished what he had to do in Eretz Yisrael, taking out this card. Hello, yeah, who is it? You can remember the guy you took me for 500 shekels to. Yeah, yeah, sure, I remember. What is? I'm going back. Could you come to fetch me? He was there. He polished the car, almost everything nice. He's taking him in. He's nice to him. She did not stop. They are coming in the airport. So he's taking out the suitcase. Oh, sorry. I don't have. I must take out from the cash machine. I must take out mommy. Okay, yeah, why not? It's okay. He went in. He had already his boarding pass printed out. He went in upstairs. He's still waiting today. He should come. Was he allowed to do it or not? No. No. Was he allowed to do it? What is his time? His time is, he took already for me 500 shekels. It was twice, for twice. What? What I agreed? He was agreed only because he was Mesakone. He was a homeless. Did you went once with a taxi chauffeur in Israel? The middle, the highway. It's not. No chance, please, to fight with him. What? Yes. So I said that he asked him, is this the price? Yes, this is the price. And you must know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mechiron. It means a price list, exactly every journey, how much it costs. Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, it's this price. And
the second journey is a new contract.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see a little bit. What's the aloha in the mice? Nochemol, the maskona, I'm not because. But the focus I will a little bit the shaila bring up. It is a gemore bo vekamed af chov zayin omet beis. Very interesting the gemore. Sholach Rav Chisde le Rav Nachman. Rav Chisde sendet the shaila and asked Rav Nachman. Harei omru. Chachomim made a seder, a knosis. Lirchuvo sholosh. If somebody hits his friend with a knife, yeah, so he need to pay him 3 sloim. If he kicked him with the foot, like a football, chamisho. Ules noikeres, shloisho also. If he took a saddle from the chamor, the ukefa chamor, a saddle, I think.
Saddle.
A saddle, okay. And he hit his friend with this, oh, this is a very big bizoyer, and then he should have paid shloisho shloim. So Rav Chisde as Rav Nachman be padne de more. Padne de more is a shovel. A shovel. And he hit his friend with the shovel. How much does he need to pay? Sholach le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman sended le Rav Chisde. Chisde. Knose ko magbis be bovel. This is a knas. And the klal is that in bovel you can charge knosses. You can only charge haloches. Knosses is in bovel only b'fnei abayis in Eretz Yisrael. Emeli ize gufe d'uv de'ichave. Tell me the truth. What was the story? What happened? So Rav Chisde answered him. Rav Chisde told him as a ma'ase. It was a bull, a pet, a pit. And from 2 shutfim, and they haskem, they The agreement between the two boys that the seder will be that Sunday Reuven will take water, Monday Shimon, Tuesday Reuven, and a day. One day Reuven comes on Tuesday. It is his day, and he finds Shimon there. He says to Shimon, sorry, I think that we say Ayom Yom Shlishi by davening. It is my day. Why are you taking the water? So, Loyashkach Bey. He didn't listen to him. This woman, he got angry. He took the shafel and he gave him one zagezinte. So now the shaila was, how much does he need to pay him for these boishes that he hit him? Omar le Rav Nachma le Rav Chisde, to pay him? He should say shkoyach that he didn't give him 100. He was allowed to. It is his day. It was his day. You should not take away my water. And if you took away my water, so I'm giving you patch. Yeah, you should. The itma, it is a machloikas Rav Yude and Rav Nachman. Ovid inish dine lenafshei. I will try in English. Does a man allowed to take the law in his own hands or not? Yes, a machloikas. Is a man allowed to take the law in his own hand? So a machloikas. The itma. Rav Yude Omar. Loy ovid inish dine lenafshei. You're not allowed to. It's a dog off. It is a bezin. Lishkan Hefkevel, go over, you have it in Torah, go over to the Rav. Rav Nachman Omar, Ovid, Inish, Dina, Lenafshei. You're allowed to take the law in your own hands. Say, Zog the Gemore. Bemukoy Pseide, if he lost money, Kule Alme Moide, also Rav Yudah will be Moide, that Ovid, Inish, Dina, Lenafshei. If I lost money, I don't need to wait till he will come to the Rav, until he will decide, until he will ask. If I can go over to him and give him two good a patch and pay me the money, you're allowed to do it. Bemokem the leket say the so Rav Yude says if you don't have a loss for money, so Rav Yude say no wait, didn't lost money, it's not say the till the Rav will make you a date. Appointment, and you will go to handle with him. Rav Nachman Omar, no. Loi ovid inish lemitach bebedin. Until I will have time, until we will go, and it's a good day, that you will bring a toy, and then I will bring. I don't want. I'm taking now away the money, you should go to the Rav. Azoi zamachloikis. This is a machloikis in Gemara, bekitze. So ovid inish dinah lenafshei. That is a mensch allowed to take the law in his own hand and to take away the money what the chava owes it. Is the klal is hilchasek Rav Nachman bedin the daloch of le is Rav Nachman. If it's a machloik is Rav Yudah with Rav Nachman, the klal is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will learn now that Rav Nachman holds ovid inish din le nafshe. You are allowed to and even shaloi b'mokem say that. And in Shochanoruch, Yechoy Shemish, Motsim, and Dalet, Seif Aleph. So now, we will take a look a little bit from the Lemais. The Mechava Paschus, as if Shteitin Gimore. The Mechava Paschus, as if Shteitin Gimore, that Ovid Inish, Dile Lelavshe, you're allowed to take the law in your own hand, and you're allowed to do everything to get out your money, what you lost. He has your money, he should give it you out. This is the Mechaba, as they pass from the Mechaba. It's a very long Ramo. And the Ramo macht zigonisht azoi poshe. The Ramo has a few tnoim that you should be allowed to take the money from your friend, Bekoyach. So one of the tnoim, zog the Ramo, this will only be, their deal was it so. That Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe, that you are allowed to take the law in your own hands, is only Bechoivoi. Only if I borrowed him a money and he's not paying me back. Only then, only in such a case, yeah. I'm allowed to make a peule to take out from him the money, even I made it by myself and not with a rov and not with a maaser bez. Avol shaloi behalvoe. If it was an underway, the moshel, he gazed from him something away. He took from him something away. So you're not allowed to. Yeah. This der din fin ovid inish din ele nafshe is only if you are taking from him money, if you bought from him money and you are not paying back. And then I had the opportunity to take out my money sheloi al pidin sheloi bebezen. I'm allowed to. But every other things I'm not allowed to. Noch at noch, noch at night. There's a few noim der amot. Zchus ha-yogin oleinu. Noch at night has the amot that it must to be, it should be mevurer hadovo shehu sheloi. It must to be very, very clear that it is. Yes? We started the shir before and I asked you, was he allowed to do it? He said, no, chas v'sholem, zichar nish, wasn't allowed. And other told, no, he agreed. He told him, it's 500 shekel. Yeah? And he was masking to pay it. Yeah? He didn't tell him, no, it's too much or something. He could have said, yes, because I thought that this is the normal price. This is schon nicht so klar, yes? It's not mevurer adovo belis sofik that he will get back his money. Richtig? So, lichoire, the second night from the Ramo is already a little bit. He should have asked a rove shayle, yes? Once he need to ask a shayle, you're not allowed to take it in your own hand. You must to ask. Yeah, it's not clear. The first night from the Ramo is also in this case a problem, because the word was the first night. The first night, look, the Ramo, that it's only behalvoy. Here was the he took away your money. It wasn't behalvoy. Aber a moire dike tzoisachos. The din is, yeah. Yes, till now, no, it should be very clear. Ovid inish, the aloch is, ovid inish din ele nafshe, you're allowed to take the law in your own hands, but to a few noim, it should be bechoivoy, and not shaloi balvoy, the first night. The second night, should be mevurer adovo me'al lekol sofek, that the money is yours. What will happen? I'm interested in this. If, let's say, it wasn't bechoivoy. Yeah, it was bechzeil, because he took away from me something. And other, I'm not mevurer ma'ale kol sofik. But the story was already a bit 5 years ago. He forgot. And yesterday he came over to me and he told me, you know, I'm going someplace, I have a very expensive watch. Please, keep me the watch. So, yeah, for sure. He's taking the watch. He's coming after 2 days to ask him. So, yeah, but you will pay me that what you took then. I will give you back. So, is no asach poskim what they say? Yes, the Ramon will be agreed in such a fall that when you're taking away a pikodin, when you're taking away a something what he gave me to keep, and I took it away, you're allowed to. Comes the ktsois achoishen, a moiridik ktsois. Let's see out of the Shmaya. Here's a word of the Gezach. Comes the choice on the place in Simen Dalet Sif Kotten Aleph. Brings the choice a Zohar HaKodosh. Okay, you can... Uvechonuni Novo Zohis, if I'm right. But it's the only one place in all choice HaKodoshen, in all Avnei Miluim, in all Shof Shmaitzeh, yes, in the Agdome von Shof Shmaitzeh, he brings a few times as well. The Agdome von Shof Shmaitzeh, this is a Seder Limut for sich. Muirdik Agdome. Yes, he brings a few times. But in Aloche, it's the only one place he brings the Simen Dalet, brings the Tzoyza Choyshen as Zohar HaKodosh. And in Zohar HaKodosh state, that even by a Pikodon, you should not make it. Why? Zog the Heilige Tanner, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Yes. We are giving every night our Neshome Pikodon to Kodosh Baruch Hu. We are with him, okay? Or I think that we are a little bit... he should have kept the Pikodon, no? The Choyer. And Kodosh Baruch is not keeping the Pikodon. So the Chesimah that you're not allowed to keep the Pikodon, as I said, the Zohar HaKodosh, to keep the Pikodon, even if you owe him. אוי ברזוי.
What?
It's a bit schwerer because it's not that this is the stock of the Kodesh Baruch is doing. But so it's not, and you can see it inside. We see in Dalet, Ve'ise Bezoya. And so it's like, Ve'ise Bezoya Meparshas Bamidbo. And he brings a Losh HaZoya. Posach Ve'oma. He brings a Losh HaZoya. Ve'yesh lo ze smach al pi nigle. So it's like the... So memele a bal nefesh should be zoya. Even by Epicodon was the shach and a lot of poskim said that Ovid inish dinah lenafshe that do you allow to keep the Epicodon and not to give back and because he owes you money, but bal nefesh should give back. Let's go back to the taxi chauffeur. Lechoire, I don't know how. What is the the service, he gives me a service, yeah? He gives me a service that he is taking me. Now, when I finish the journey, I finished with the taxi. Is this 250 shekel, what I must owe him? Is it like a pikodon or like a choiv? I'm not so sure that I'll call upon him, I'll pay the ksois a choishin, yes? He would not be allowed to do it. It was also at Bistome Chilul Hashem. The driver was a friar, the Heide Givena, Heide Shabbat Torah Mitzvot. And to make such a thing is. He was here in London already. He called him, he has his number. And he called him, Adoni, Slicha, I didn't run away. Poshet, I paid you already for the first time, for the second time. Oh. I think that he's still shouting on the phone. La locha le maise, yeshot mokum. We cannot think, but I will finish with a Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah brings in Simen and Aleph Sefkot Yudzai. Brings the Mishneh Berurah b'shem b'zoher HaKodesh. And I said it already once. Kol oyer shira sayom besimcha moichadin loykol avoynoisov. Somebody would say shira sayom besimcha, so moichadin loykol avoynoisov. As we bring the Mishneh Berurah, he brings in Simen and Aleph in Rachaim Sefkot Yudzayin. So brings the Mishneh Berurah. Voim shira sayom besimcha moichadin loykol avoynoisov. And the Sharatzion, think it's Ois Yudches or Ois Yudtes. Remember sure. The Mekor is a Zohar HaKodesh. Now, there is a Zohar HaKodesh. But what's the gather? What says, Koloi Mashir HaSayom B'Simcha? What does it mean? It means, yes, Mishim, tomorrow, before Shir HaSayom, you'll bring in music here, and Zetonaim, and the more Mehader will bring the music from 20 guys. But what's in the gather for Koloi Mashir HaSayom B'Simcha? If I would have done here tomorrow and I would see that in Middle Shir HaSayom somebody is starting to dance, I think that soda would be very, very necessary in such a case. What is the Agdore for Noemer Shir HaSayom B'Simcha? So, in two words, we have two Shiras in the Torah. We have Shir HaSayom and we have Shir HaSazin. If you looked at the Sefer Torah, or is it Bal Koire here? Some all of you know. It is a big nafkemine, the way our Shir HaSayom is written in the Torah, and the way our Shir HaSazinu is written in the Torah. Shir HaSazinu is two-thirds, Shnei Shlish is Kosov, from the side, and one-third, one-shlish in the middle is empty. Yes? That's why Shir HaSazinu. Shir HaSayom is a locha le Moshe Mesinai. It should be Oriach al Gabe Leveno. Oriach al Gabe Leveno means that one line is from both sides empty and the middle is written. The other line is in both sides written and the middle is empty. The Loshna Rambam is Choser Kemoy Kosov, Kosov Kemoy Choser. They say it's half on half. Half is empty, half is not written, and half is written. In Lemaise, it is not mamish like that, but this is the Losh HaRambam. Kosov kemoy choser, choser kemoy kosov. Half is written, and half is not written. I will tell you, it is a shira. was saying Shire? How the what is the half what is not written? Which kind of Shire is there? What is written, we can read it. But what is empty? I will tell you. And has Shalom Shaboilo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Manasseh Amun HaMensh is giving him for his, it is for his toive. Yes, Keshem Shemavorech Alavro Alatoive Kach Mavorech Alavro Tzanoche Shechonoch. It is Anoche Shechonoch Reishchov Beis Keshechayev Odom Levorech Alavro Keshem Shemavorech Alatoive. Yes, Chayev Odom Levorech Alavro Keshem Shemavorech Alatoive. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us two kinds of chasodim. Amonidos chasodim gluim, we can see, and amonidos chasodim mistorim, we can't see it. But we are mechuyev lehoido isum lehale lekodesh baruch hu. We are mechuyev to say shire lekodesh baruch hu, exactly the same. On the chasodim gluim, and chas v'sholem of the chasodim she'enom gluim. Dos ipshat. Kol oime shire asayom besimche, zogt Reb Shimon bar Yochai. He's saying Shira Sayom, the half what written, exactly the same, like the half what is not written, Moichani Loikol Avoy Noisov. A mensch was saying, Basach and Madrege, what more will it for them? Kolo Oima Shira Sayom, Dafke Shira Sayom, what is Oriach al Gabe Leveine, what is half written, and half not, Chosa Gemoy Kosov, Kosov Gemoy Chosa, and Naid Zok Shire. Not his, he's not angry with Kodesh Baruch. He's saying Shira on it. He's thanks Rabbi Shalom for the good, exactly like Chas v'Sholem, the not good, is Moichal Eloikol Avoy Noisov. Kodesh Baruch should help the Schus, yo. Ulu v'Iskanshu Lilun Edebei Rav Yochai. Azoi Filidish Etrer, but Vert Heint, gegossen in Miron, der Geschmorchen soll helfen, Zchus Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Zchus von Ramon, Zchus Kolot Anoi wa Miroim, should be begging that we should have seichel and have eyes to see the goodness from Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything, till Moshiach stod b'meirov yameinu. Amen.